welcome to the Blindfold Chess Podcast. Nazi Pakidze is a Georgian-American chess player who was born on January 27, 1994, in Tbilisi, Georgia. Pakidze's career as a chess player began at 4, and she started working with her first coach at the age of 6, quickly establishing herself as one of the most promising young players in Georgia. Chess was a part of the curriculum, and she said it was her favorite class. At the age of 9, she won her first international tournament, the European Youth Chess Championship. She won the Under-14 Girls Championship in 2007, Under-16 in 2008. She took home 12 medals in the European Youth Chess Championship, the World Youth Championship, and the World Junior Championship, including 6 gold medals. In 2009, she reached her peak rating of 2455, which placed her at 35th in the Women's FIDE list. She became a Woman Grandmaster and an International Master in 2010. In 2016, Pakidze won her first Women's U.S. Chess Championship. She finished the tournament with 8.5 out of 11 games. This victory was the first for a Georgian-American woman to win the U.S. Women's Championship. She repeated the feat in 2018 by holding off Annie Wang in an Armageddon game. Pakidze is also known for her advocacy work on behalf of women in chess. In 2017, she made headlines by boycotting the Women's World Chess Championship, which was held in Iran. Pakidze objected to the Iranian government's mandatory law that required women to cover their heads in public. She argued that the law was discriminatory and that women should not be forced to wear a hijab in order to participate in the tournament. Her boycott sparked a wider debate about the role of women in chess and the need for greater equality in the game. One quote she has is, quote, "I will not wear a hijab and support women's oppression, even if it means missing one of the most important competitions in my career," end quote. In addition to her chess career, Pakidze is also a fitness enthusiast. She has spoken about the importance of physical fitness in chess and how exercise can help players maintain focus and stamina during long games. Her Instagram states that she is a, quote, "vegan bodybuilder." Overall, Nazi Pakidze is a highly accomplished chess player with a bright future in the game. Her aggressive and tactical style, combined with her dedication to fitness and advocacy, has made her a role model for many young chess players around the world. In today's game, we are going back to the 2016 Olympiad in Baku, Azerbaijan. Olga Bolsikova versus Nazi Pakidze. Now, if we're ready, let's begin.
1. Pawn to e4. Pawn to c6. 2. Knight c3. Pawn to d5. 3. Knight f3. Bishop g4. 4. Pawn to h3. Bishop captures f3. 5. Queen captures f3. Pawn to e6.
How many of Black's pawns are on light squares? That would be 6 of them. B7, C6, D5, E6, F7, and H7. So it was good of Black to trade off the light squared bishop so it is not hemmed in and blockaded by their own pawns.
6. Pawn to D3. Knight F6. 7. Bishop d2. Knight b to d7. 8. Queenside castle. Pawn to d4. Nine, knight e2. Queen b6. Ten, pawn to g4. Pawn to h6. Eleven, queen g3. Queenside castle. 12, pawn to f4. Knight c5. 13, queen e1.
With retreat of the white queen to e1, white is setting up a bit of a trap. What is it? That would be the bishop on d2 moving to a5 to fork the black queen on b6 and the black rook on d8.
Queen b5. Fourteen, pawn to e5. Knight d5.
Black is leaving the d4 pawn hanging. What does black have in retaliation to that? That would be queen to a4, which forks the a2 pawn and the knight on d4.
Fifteen, pawn to b3. Knight f4.
The black knight on a4 is currently en prise. What would happen if white were to play pawn b captures a4? That would be bishop to a3, checkmate.
16, king b1. Bishop c5. Seventeen, king a1. Knight a to c3. Eighteen, bishop captures c3. Pawn d captures c3. 19, pawn to d4. Queen a5.
With black's queen to a5, they are threatening what type of tactic? That would be queen to a3 with checkmate on b2, trying to exploit the dark squares in white's position.
Twenty, rook h2. Knight e3.
The move knight to e3, while it does fork the white rook on d1 and the bishop on f1, black is eyeing a more important square. What is it? That would be the pawn on c2, which would fork the white king and the white queen.
21, rook c1. Queen a3. White resigns.
2 Black just has too many threats in this position for white to continue to play. the mate threat on b2, the fork on c2, the bishop on c5 is going to be taking the d4 pawn, and the knight on e3 is threatening c2 and f1. It is amazing to see how well Nazi leveraged her minor pieces in this game. If we look around move 14, we can see that both black knights are in the middle of the board, threatening to jump into white's position. The dark squared bishop is angled towards the white king. The black queen is angled at the white king, whereas all of white's pieces were shunted out of play on the queen side. White's dark squared bishop on d2 has no squares. The knight on e2 has no squares. The light squared bishop only has g2, but you're running into the light square wall that black had formed, and the rooks can't get into play, and the queen can't get into play. We all hope to see more of this aggressive style of play from Nazi in the future. Well, that is all that we have for this week. Tune in next time, where we will continue to work on our blindfold skills and look at another game of the Masters.